This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Big stupid with this motherfucker's ball open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me,
folks, it's flu season.
It's cold and flu season. Make sure that you got your damn temperature check rectally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't die from it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Danny, I owe you $10. It's the Ham Radio Show live. LIVE right here. And, of course, beautiful, scenic HamRadioShow.com. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, 718-577-1389. Phone lines are operational and ready to go. And we already have somebody on the phone.
Oh, hi.
I went to the phone lines. Let's go to the phone lines. Who's this?
This is Antonio.
Hey! Antonio. My godson's on the phone. Hey! Hey, guys, don't fucking curse. There's a kid on the phone.
No, don't say that.
All right, assholes, don't be dicks.
Hey, you really shouldn't.
I know. Antonio, how are you, my beautiful bouncing baby boy? How are you?
Good.
What are you up to?
You got a joke for us, Antonio?
Yeah.
Just coming back home.
Coming back home from where? You're hanging out with Dad? I'm sorry to hear that. Did you eat anything? What'd you eat?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Ooh, yeah.
Dude, I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich today, too.
Daddy with the root, huh?
That is some good stuff.
Yeah.
Two of them.
Two of them, you fat tub of goo. What are you, your freaking godfather?
Yeah, roll the roast.
Is that why they call you meatball?
Chunky or smooth? Chunky or smooth?
Smooth. Well, it's peanut butter and jelly combined.
Oh, goofy grape.
I
or
like
goober
that.
Grape.
Goober.
Goober grape, right? That's delicious.
Yeah, me too. I like that stuff.
I miss you.
I miss you more.
Well, prove it. Visit him once
in a while. Okay, Joe. Bye.
Wait, hold on, Antonio. You tell dumb Billy Nicknames, who's on my show, that did I not come see you the other day with your new sister?
Yes, you did.
So you tell Billy
it's
Nicknames.
About time you did something.
Pay attention, Antonio. You're going to do something very good on the radio. I want you to put your mouth up to the phone and tell Billy Nicknames. Go ahead.
What?
I need you to Zerbert Billy Nicknames. Go to Billy.
No.
Yeah, look.
There you go. hey, for the first time ever, you can tell an adult to shut up. Tell Billy shut up. Like that.
Hey, phrasing.
Say Billy, shut up.
Billy, shut up.
And then blow him a Zerbert. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause for my godson. The skill is definitely on my side of the family.
Love you, Uncle Eddie. You have to go.
I love you. Talk to you later. Thanks for calling in the show.
It's a kid.
Yeah. No. Bye.
Ruined for life. He's been on this show.
My 11-year-old godson just called the show.
They have a new commercial for
is
us.
Is he 10 or 11? Danny, look that up. I have no clue.
Alexis.
Alexa, how old's my godson?
I'm not sure.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Oh, thanks a lot, Alexa.
I don't know. Anything.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I don't. I won't. I was in the middle of a phone call. Sorry, Danny. Danny's like, turn my pot up. I can't pot you up because I was in the middle of a phone call with either 10 or 11-year-old godson of mine who decided to call the show.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I know the intelligence is very hard to get through it.
It is. It's very hard. Yeah. It's very hard to get through. Yeah. The phone lines are already just lighting up. Tony, Dawn, Gennaro. Hey, Gennaro, buonasera, mi amigo.
Hey.
Elizabeth, Gregory, B, Joe, Tommy, tons of people hanging out in the Facebook Live suite. All you need to do is go over to my Facebook, and the ham cam is fully operational, and you can see me. And, of course, Billy Nicknames and Danny. You see part of Danny. You only see Danny, his hat,
yeah.
Maybe his nose, because he has a big Romanesque nose.
Yeah.
If he leans forward a little bit, Danny, lean forward.
Yeah.
There you go. There's Danny's nose.
He has a Roman nose.
You can't see Joe, which is a plus side for you people.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to be on camera.
Yeah, and unlike other shows, he's not a make-believe character. Oh, he's an actual asshole that sits back here. From time to time, you'll see him go past Billy and give him a massage.
That's right.
It's sexy time.
Thanks, big boy.
Yeah. Hashtag me too.
Billy,
Nick, of course, hanging out with us.
Hey, Nicky.
Canadian Unified Network Technician, or cunt, is here too. He's a...
You conniving cunt.
Yes, Nick is here. He's in Canada hanging out, hanging and banging over there. He just pooped. Just pooped in.
What?
He just pooped in.
I thought you said he pooped.
He did poop.
He pooped. Like,
most people when
he's very thin.
Most people hide in the bathroom and listen to this program.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
And then if you want to call us from the bathroom, feel free. 718-577-1389, just like my godson did from the car. That was nice. Yeah. Calling a radio program. And there goes our ratings.
That would imply we had some. What are you talking about?
By the way, I know. Nick's like, I said pop.
I said pop.
I know.
Not
it's
pool.
Called comedy, yeah. Nick. I have to make up something because it was boring that you just popped in. So I said you were pooping in Canada. Let it happen, my friend. Just let it be.
Is there such a thing as the poop deck?
That's right. Jonathan Clark from Q104.3 is also hanging out with us in the Facebook Live suite as well. Hi to Jonathan as well.
Yahoo!
I'm, by the way, it's raining, like, really shitty out here. Yeah. It's ice cold rain.
It's very bad.
Let's hang out. But I do have to ask this question. Do you watch any of these, the news that periodically throughout the day? Why must the weatherman be outside?
Yeah, really.
To show you that it's raining.
But I know it's raining.
And
I have windows.
He has to tell you to make sure you leave the house with your rubbers on.
But why? Exactly. But why does he? But why is he standing outside? What up, Danielle? How are you?
Oh,
because he wants to.
But why? But why must he have the need to stand there with the big station umbrella in his coat, drenched? To tell me it's raining when I already know it's raining.
And they got this multi-million-dollar van with all sorts of weather equipment in. Just look out the window, man.
Yeah, and the ones that drive around, I really hope to God they skid out.
Yeah.
I swear. Because I you watch that and you're like, yeah, we're on Route 37 and we're just driving by. There's a 74 car pileup over here to the left.
And there's a 75.
Just, who the fuck
they
is?
When they can't weather, skid when... out, because then they get stuck in Punxsutawney for God knows how long, and then the same day we repeat over and over again.
Just but like, when did weather...
Did that really happen?
Oh my God.
Did you just... Never
mind. Hashtag Joe's a fucking moron. Joe, Groundhog Day.
Oh,
the movie.
That's the whole premise of
the whole premise of the movie.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that I think he's dead, because I think that's why he's reliving the life over and over again.
Is that a true story?
Yes. Hashtag Bill Murray, true story.
This can't be happening.
It's true. Danielle says, I'm good. How are you? It's hard to have a dialogue back and forth with you via the Facebook Live.
Does it work?
But I'm good. Danny, how are you?
I'm fine.
Billy, good?
Stellar, I think.
Joe, how you feeling?
Well, I was okay yesterday.
Oh.
But today I'm not so hot.
Oh, by the way, so off mic, I don't
feeling
know.
Stupid? I know I am.
Yeah, that is Joe. So off the air, we're shooting the shit.
Yeah.
And Joe lets out this gem. He just lets out a gem, which Joe normally does when the mics aren't on.
Which one was it?
I hurt myself masturbating.
Oh, that was terrible, yeah.
I didn't even...
There's a lesson here for all of us.
I didn't go on to ask him what the actual injury is.
Well, I have a groin.
So let me do that now.
It's like a groin injury.
You pulled your dick so hard that you hurt your groin.
Well, you know, I was really getting into it, you know.
Hold on.
What?
Take me through this. Yeah. What's the movie? What are we sitting down to watch? What's the genre?
Well, I'm very into lesbian massage.
Lesbian massage.
Yeah, that's like my thing of the moment.
Is that what gets you done, Joe?
Well, it's gotta be.
Horse Duber.
The acting has gotta be good. I mean, you gotta like surprise the lady on the table, like when the lesbian is doing her.
Yeah.
You know, she's gonna. What are you touching? Wait. You're not supposed to do that. And she goes, oh, no, that's all right. This is a full body massage. You know, and they get into that. You know?
So you like a nice Harvey Weinstein massage. Except between two chicks.
It's got to be two chicks.
Okay.
You know? I don't like when a guy and a girl do it. You know, so what?
Hashtag.
I hate when a guy and a guy do it. That's bad.
Hashtag Joe Facts.
That's bad. You know?
That's not bad. It's just gay, and you don't like. The only gays that you
like
lesbians. Are lesbians.
I love lesbians.
You've discussed this before. Gays that you prefer are lesbians.
You know, I used to have a friend of mine. He used to go to this club, Plato's Retreat. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, it was a nudist colony.
Billy might remember it. No, it's not a nudist colony. It was a nightclub in Manhattan.
Right. Oh, I thought it was a nudist. It was just a sex club?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, yeah. It was sort of like a discotheque.
Remember the vault?
And they let anybody.
Yeah, but the vault wasn't a.
The vault was a sex club, too.
Yeah, but it masqueraded as a regular club.
Correct. But the difference is Plato's Retreat was just flat out boom.
Yeah, but
they
wouldn't
allow.
It was
like all the
bathhouses. Wait,
and
Joe, shit. Hold on. Joe's trying to defend his story. Billy's trying to explain to me what Plato's Retreat was.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But Bob Guccione.
Are you in a rush? We have a 2-hour show, Joe.
No, you know who owned Bob Guccione?
The guy that owned Penthouse.
Right. And he would allow lesbian sex in the club, but he wouldn't allow male.
Sex.
This is in the 70s.
Butt sex.
You know, yeah, but like two girls making out,
No problem. The gays have the butt sack.
Just so Joe can understand. Hashtag Joe Facts.
Well, I think girls are a lot more beautiful than men are. You know, are they really? I mean,
I've never found a dude, even though Danny thinks I do, I've never found a dude sexy.
I just said you like big dick.
I admire dicks. That's not the point.
All of the penis.
That's Joe's favorite.
I like the other one. All right, wait. One big guy.
Can you play the one big eye and two big balls for Joe?
The big fat D is so hairy. It's got one eye and two big, big balls.
Fuck Plato's Retreat.
Yeah.
Because let's get back onto your injury. So now you're watching lesbian massage porn.
Yeah.
Now, do you have the pants off as soon as the movie starts, or are you the type of guy that works into the movie?
Oh, no.
I like to discuss Joe's jerk-off habits. Yes, I do.
Masturbation for me is
because you're obsessed with dick.
No, I don't want to. I'm not talking about his dick. I want to know, does he start off? Because I want to know if Joe has a whole regimen. Joe start off jeans still
on? I can see this means a lot to you.
Yes. Yeah. Does he start off with the jeans still on? Does he go? Because he's an old man, Danny. We know how you do it.
Oh, I never take my pants off.
Mr. Fucking Dixie Cup.
How do you jerk off without taking your pants off?
Yeah, see? Oh, wait. Oh, now who's interested, Danny? Danny's fucking interested. God damn it.
How?
Thank you.
No, I wear suspenders.
I wear suspenders.
No, it's great.
Do you put on a wife beater t-shirt and really short shorts, too?
I could, but I'm trying to.
I don't want to.
No. He doesn't like the games in the 70s.
Wait, don't get ahead of us, because I know that Danny now threw everything off. All right, so now you're sitting there. Yeah. You're watching the fucking lesbian massage porn.
Yeah.
You still suspendered up?
Oh, sure. Okay. I never think about suspenders off.
Okay, so suspenders. Now, do the suspenders come down? Do the pants come off?
No.
Or are you a guy that just opens the zipper and pulls the dick out?
Well, you open the zipper and you open your top button.
Okay.
And your whole pants open up.
Okay, so you have
a big wide feel there, you know, it's really nice.
So now your jeans are hanging there. Wait, hold on. Your jeans are hanging there like a bungee cord.
Yeah.
Because they're hanging from the suspenders.
Right.
Yahoo! Your dick is out.
Yeah.
And now you're stroking it to the lesbian porn.
Well, sort of, yeah.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, you know,
Are you hard or you're not hard?
I'm always hard.
Okay, so you're hard and ready to go.
Yeah.
All right, so you're stroking it. So you're not stroking it. Why you mean?
Well,
maybe?
I don't, because I like to let my masturbation, because I have to make it last, you know.
Okay.
So I don't want to just go in there, waka 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 waka, and it's all done. You know, I got.
Why does your jerking off sound like Pac-Man? Waka 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 waka.
I got a few.
I was thinking Fonzie from the Muppets. Waka waka waka
waka waka waka. Well, it is a comedy.
Yeah.
All right. So now you're not jerking off. You're just playing with it.
Oh well, sort of. Yeah. Well, not necessarily.
You're just batting it around.
I'm more watching. And adjusting the volume so I can understand what they're saying. It's important that they say things, you know. That's what I hate, you know. You get up to a certain point, and then they don't talk anymore. They just do it. It's all the...
Does your porn have subtitles?
What?
And the really horrible
music. Some of the French ones do, you know, the ones from another country.
Well, because they're in another language.
Yeah, because otherwise I wouldn't understand them. You know, and I hate that. Yeah, sometimes like the best ones, they have no subtitles and they're talking. What the hell are you talking about?
They're speaking in fucking tongues. Are they are they casting out demons?
I got to figure it out. You know, come on. But you know, anyway, to make a long story.
He said it was that hard.
To make a long story short, but I
was... Wait, hold on, this is my point. Why is everyone in a rush today?
That's a short
flight. So you're fucking jerking off.
Yeah.
Now, at what point do you hurt yourself?
Well, that's what I'm just getting
to. No, because we're telling a story here. We're not doing long story shorts. We're telling a story.
Well,
so you're jacking off. Now, how far into the movie, and then you go, ow.
Well, it must have been about my fourth or fifth movie.
There's more to this story.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I don't just watch. Well, as a matter of fact, I have a whole bunch of. I have a system.
Danny, yeah. There's a system.
Yeah.
You start with like the one star rated and work your way up to four stars?
I gotta try that. I've never done that, but I'll try it. But, you know.
I'll try anything.
I'm open to anything. And I have to find new words. You know, when you put in the search?
Yeah.
You know, like I usually put in lesbian. massage seduction or, you know, you know, I have to find like
and then you get the same movies, though.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. You have to find new words, you know, to sort of like, you know, get the what words do you use when you do?
Stepmom, stepson, massage.
Oh, that's good, yeah.
Stepmom catches stepson jerking off. Yeah.
Uncle aunt.
Prison anal.
Prison anal. Oh, that's
yeah, try that one.
Yeah, but that's on the weekends when they have more time.
Yeah. What do you do, Dan? What's your favorite?
What's your favorite, Dan?
What's your favorite?
No, what's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
Danny's
like,
I feel uncomfortable. I can't talk about this.
I just like two amateurs going at it, not an amateur like that.
So you're
just
right,
like,
amateur porn.
You know, just like two people, just like everyday people. Just
Danny wants to fry cook at McDonald's.
Yeah, but the production quality is so bad.
Shit. You know, I just want to watch the fuck. I don't.
One camera.
We had this argument, and somebody called in. I don't know who the fuck it was, and agreed with me. We don't need the fucking story.
Sure you do.
I don't give a shit. Why the fuck the guy came in and delivered a pizza?
I do.
Oh, that's good. The pizza guy is good.
Fuck.
Billy, what's yours?
Pizza guy's good.
Billy, what's your? And every guy has them. Don't fucking start being a dick. I don't have nothing. What's your keywords that you type in?
I don't type in keywords. I actually don't. I've never done that.
You've never watched porn online?
He's good.
And Jack went out
to like. Type in anything, it comes up.
You just watch whatever the first movie.
He just goes to like, and just you know, they always have suggestions and stuff.
Even Billy's porn fucking shit's boring.
Do you watch Porn with Giggles? Will she watch it with you?
She probably would.
See, like
she probably would. That means a yes.
Tony Clifton will not watch porn. Will not.
Because all the guys in there were more well endowed than you.
Yeah. That's true.
Fucking. All right. So, by the way, just a funny little thing. By the way, my Eagles winning the Super Bowl. We'll get to that in a little bit.
We're the end of it.
But by the way, headline: Patriots fans watched porn after the Super Bowl when they got defeated. The number one crunchers at Pornhub have spoken. All right?
Right.
It looks like traffic from the site for users in Boston, many of whom are, of course, Patriot fans, jumped 28%.
Wow.
28% a few hours after the game. On the other hand, the Eagles fans, who were outside destroying the city.
They needed relief.
And, right. And eating shit and everything else, was only up 13%. All right? So in Philly, 13%, 28% in Boston. So that means that the Patriot fans, obviously, when they fucking can't win a game,
they jerk off.
They jerk off.
That's right.
And hopefully it said that it said lesbian massage was right. The number one.
We got 3 minutes. All right, 3 minutes to tell us how the hell you hurt yourself now because we never got to the original.
Oh,
point.
Well, you know, the usual way. I just got a little over anxious. Oh, googie, and I just pulled a little too
but
hard.
But you yanked your cock so hard that you pulled your groin.
Exactly. Yeah, I was limping for 2 days.
You don't see, but you don't see that being a humongous problem.
Well, it doesn't happen all the time, Uncle.
Jeez Louise, look at this mess.
Exactly. Yeah. So not only did you have cum everywhere, but then you had pulled groin.
I'm always prepared. I have tissues.
What do you wipe with?
I have like paper
Danny's
towels.
Already Dipsy fucking Dixie Cup Jones.
I have a roll of paper towels, always handy or something.
Yeah, by the way, if anyone's tuning in, Danny does. When Danny finishes, he shoots his load into a Dixie Cup.
He does, yeah.
We're not even getting into that because
do you ever say
I feel violated. I can't talk about this. We're talking about dicks again. I can't jump
you
in.
You love dicks. Just admit it.
Wait, dude, we're guys sitting around talking about jerking off. That's what we're doing. We're men. If you feel uncomfortable.
My life is ruined.
Get outside. We're busy with being
you
men.
Use your tongue prettier than a $20 whore.
Billy, besides your girlfriend's face, what are you. I'm sorry.
That's not right.
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Say.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I'm
he's a scumbag.
That's right.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Fiance's face.
See, he's still wrong.
After you're done doing that, but what? Besides, if she's not there, how do you wipe up? How do you clean up?
What,
paper towels? Towel? You just pull up and go, fuck it. What is your
clean
deal?
Up? Doesn't it just like.
You normally have to clean
itself?
Your. You gotta clean your dick off, yeah.
It doesn't clean
it usually
itself.
Rolls down the shaft.
Are you kidding?
Oh, darn.
You gotta clean up.
Oh, I know.
I use my.
Otherwise, it sticks to your underwear.
I use my old tidy whities that I don't wear anymore.
Yeah.
They suck up jizz fucking amazingly.
Yeah.
Well, they're like sham wows.
Yeah, they're good.
You take your old underwear.
Yeah, women don't have that problem, huh?
No.
They do.
They gotta clean out their puss, Joe.
Well, I guess so, yeah.
What do you think? They just leave it in there and hope for the best.
Well, I'm going to have Junior.
Yeah. I'm just gonna have it leak out. It doesn't matter.
I gotta save this for when I'm on the bus.
That's right.
Hit a bump and let it pop out.
This is kind of stupid.
It is.
Well, you know. Welcome to Ham Radio, folks.
Giggle said she's going to smack me right in the gob.
She's smacking you, right?
Yeah, smacking me right
now.
Yeah,
you deserve it, too. Who do you think you are?
So now we know that Billy is a gentleman and doesn't come in her face. What is wrong here? I just made Billy out to be a gentleman. You don't take a load to the face.
You know, that's true. Popular, you watch all these porn movies, you think women like it. They don't like it.
They don't like it at all.
They don't like it.
Dude, one time.
You got to pay extra for that.
Yeah, you got to pay extra for that.
Dude, one time.
You shell out $500 to get anything you want.
Wait. I'm not even fucking joking. One time, I shot my load onto a girl's belly.
Oh, yeah?
And she went, dude.
Give me a break.
No. That's all she said. She went, dude. Like, she looked at me and she went like this. Dude,
don't do that.
With such disgust.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch.
Besides, by the way, I think that Giggles is more of a. Billy finishes on her tits.
Yeah.
I would say. Okay. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show.
That's right.
We're chock full of dick today for Danny.
Uh-huh.
It's all dick all the time. No, it's not. It's hot button topics. All day,
yeah.
All night, and whatever we want. And you know what? We possibly might be talking about the brand new champions of the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Maybe. And I'm not a Patriots fan at all, and I'm not an Eagles fan either. But I'm not even a football fan, and I'm so sick of hearing about the Eagles.
By the way, Teresa says towels are the best away.
Uh-huh. She's right. So, Teresa's
round
right.
Round of applause for Teresa.
Yes.
Wiping up her fucking goo.
She would know.
With a towel.
That's
or
right.
Two. Mm-hmm. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back.
I'll need a quick picker upper.
After these jizz-soaked words.
Oh,
come
God.
On, Danny. Let's go.
Come on, coconut. Come on, coconut. Now, let's give it to him. Come on, kids. Let's get the old rickety wax. Brick-a-brack-a, firecrackers. This boom bah.
Ham radio.
Rah, rah, rah. Brick-a-brack-a, firecrackers. This boom bah.
Ham radio.
Rah, rah, rah. Brick-a-brack-a, firecrackers. This boom bah.
Ham radio.
Rah, rah, rah.
Shut up!
Okay, I'm shutting up. Why should I continue to keep yapping when I'm told to shut up? I'm not the kind that don't know when to stop.
Shut up!
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout of 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. Ondemandsalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
Creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lano. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor, are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-4000. 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Yeah, yeah. This is Jeff Bridges, the dude.
I am not Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
You are listening to...
Hey, careful, man. There's a beverage here, huh?
Ham Radio.
Show live on hamradioshow.com.
Maybe.
Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Anybody, by the way, who was just watching the ham cam, Joe forgot the ham cam was running, for the whole show. It doesn't stop. So during our commercial break, Joe was showing me his suspenders and underwear.
Yeah.
Live on Facebook Live. I don't know if a penis was shown. If it was,
no, I didn't take it.
I'm sorry to Mr. Zuckerberg and his little Asian wife. I'm sorry. If
Joe,
you saw
doing
Joe's
his best Jim Morrison impersonation,
yeah, the fucking Lizard King wanted to show us his dick. If you did see Joe's penis,
and nobody saw my penis.
Please call the Lost and Found at 718-577-1389. Come on! Be down with the sickness!
Yeah.
Down with the sickness! Ah, yeah. It is the Ham Radio Show. Like I said, over the weekend, do I want to go into the... Yeah, well, why not? I believe that I deserve the greatness that is this song, and I think everyone else deserves it as well. Come on! Yeah! On the road to victory! Fly, Eagles, fly! Touchdown, one, two, three! Oh! Hit 'em high! Watch our Eagles fly!
Fly, fly,
fly! Eagles, fly! On the road to victory!
E-A-T-L-E-S!
Eagles! That's right.
Who writes this stuff?
Shut up, Krusty. Listen, the fact of the matter is the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
They did.
Beating the Patriots, and we did learn that, by the way, the Patriots took it really hard because they got hard and jerked off the porn.
Oh, Jesus. They win every year, for Christ's sake. Take a break.
I know, but yeah. No one's giving aid. Nobody, not one. If you any of these talking heads, there are
they
these,
think they got Hillary Clinton. They lost. You know?
Yeah, but any one of these talking heads on these sports shows are not giving the Eagles any credit. It's he had this wrong, this happened. They were given two touchdowns, they weren't. Dude, he was. They crossed the plane as a touchdown. That one touchdown where everyone was deciding if it was a touchdown made no fucking sense.
See, the thing is,
because he caught it and then jumped towards the fucking end zone.
They had to determine if he was a runner or not. Because if he wasn't a runner and he was still in the act of trying to make a catch, then he didn't complete the catch.
But he had full control of the ball.
Doesn't matter. When you hit the ground, you can have full control, but you hit the ground and lose the ball.
Yeah, but then he caught it back.
Right,
he juggled it and caught it, so therefore...
But the ball also hit the ground.
One at a time, people.
The ball also hit the ground in his hands, thus That's why they would have said he didn't have.
Couldn't they tell?
That was a touchdown.
They screwed so many teams this year on a play very similar to that.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, the ball touched the ground. He didn't have control. He didn't finish the catch.
Yeah.
Whereas this, as a runner, you got to do is get to the front of the white line for the end zone. Don't have to go over it anymore.
Yeah, you have to go near the plane, it seems.
You just have to, like, the nose of the
somewhere
ball.
Somewhere near the end zone.
Just a smidge. It's a touchdown. Yeah. I don't know how that shit works because last time I checked, the field was 100 yards.
Yeah.
But
apparently not anymore. Excuse me. Please do not blame the victory of the Philadelphia Eagles, your new world champions.
I'm not.
On bad officiating or just handing us stuff.
No. And the first one, he had possession. He was just adjusting the ball. Which,
Joe was just doing that on camera.
And that's when his left foot hit
the end zone. Yeah, I'm just
so
saying.
That was a perfectly good catch, too.
They're all perfectly good catches. They were fine. Stop shitting all over the Eagles.
I'm not shitting on them.
You're like every other talking head who won't just say that the Eagles fucking were amazing. They outplayed the Patriots. They were a dominating team. And that is what happened.
Yeah.
And our backup quarterback took us to the fucking World Series, and we hit a bunch of home runs. That's right.
Ooh,
in extra innings, we almost went to. But then, of course, in the fourth quarter, the Brady magic started fucking coming back. And they were leading at one point, and then we came back. It was a great last two quarters of that game were phenomenal.
I thought the whole game was good. I thought it was one of the better Super Bowls in a while. What determined the game was the Eagles going for it on fourth down and getting a touchdown. That was the game right there.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, but then you also had the fucking stripping the ball from Brady.
Yeah,
getting control back of the ball was
going for it on
very important.
Not going for the field goal, going for the fucking on the fourth down was ballsy.
Very ballsy,
and they nailed it. Like that was like the turning point for the Eagles right there. That won the game for them.
Yeah, but also we fucked up too because we also had that fucking the 2-point conversions that went to shit. So did the fucking Patriots. I mean, there was anything could have happened. In that game. That's why that game was interesting. Danny's right.
Too bad the lights didn't go out.
No.
That was the only thing missing.
No. Too bad the lights didn't go out during that horrible Justin Timberlake fucking halftime show.
They did. For somebody.
No. 30 seconds of NBC went out. I don't know if...
That was a commercial that wasn't paid for.
Yeah. Not paid for by the following. And it didn't go through at all, and it was...
It wasn't a tight
Do you think anybody, because we haven't heard about it yet, do you think anybody that got fired, though, for that? Because that's millions of dollars. And every single son of a bitch who was watching the fucking Super Bowl grabbed their remote.
They may have done that on purpose.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was just to focus your...
to make sure you were there.
Skill and abilities towards maybe staring at the screen in the proper way.
Or to get one of those big Twitter follow thingies.
It could be.
Oh, my TV broke. Oh, wait, no, it didn't.
Hashtag Super Bowl dark. I don't know. Maybe it was a commercial for BET. I don't know what the fuck it is.
No.
Either way,
silly.
I was away for the weekend watching at my friend Vanessa's house. Who, Danny, by the way, congratulations. She's pregnant.
I know. I've seen it.
Congratulations. We have no clue what the fuck it's going to be.
Danny did it?
Yeah, Danny knocked her up.
It's like, congratulations, Danny.
don't interrupt me congratulating Danny. So she's knocked up again. I was going to make two kids, but then we got into a heated discussion.
Oh, dear God, no.
Yeah, no, the real thing. And I want to ask the men in the room, and I want men to give real answers. I don't want fucking Billy to be pussyfooting around. Answers.
Fuck you, what's the question?
Hold on there, pussyfoot. Let me fucking get to it, and I will. Just give me a second. 718-577.
No, do not listen to that man.
No, 1389. Captain Pussyfoot over here is going to go, no, I think the girls will get whatever she wants.
Okay.
All right, so the first original, we had two different conversations that morphed into one.
Okay.
Of course we
did.
Okay,
so now I knew, truth be told, I knew that she was not good because I saw something I shouldn't have, and I figured it out because I'm like a detective. So I figured it out. I'm not going into the particulars.
I want to know. All
right, I saw her vagina and saw a baby waving. No. I knew. I figured it out. Okay. So anyway, I know a little bit ahead of time. So we're having a conversation at the dining room table the Saturday before the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
Saturday night. So we're sitting there and we're discussing. Or was it? It might have been Sunday morning.
Ooh.
No, Saturday night. So we're having this discussion. We're sitting there. And I go, what the fuck is a push present?
A what?
A push present.
A push present.
A push present.
Like a gift.
Yes, a push present.
I got an
That's
idea.
When you give a gift to the woman for birthday.
Sure, Captain Pussyfoot knew what it was.
There was a whole thing on the news.
He got one for giggles and she's already got two kids ahead of time.
Billy.
Here's a fucking purse for you. Ooh. No, okay, that's exactly what it is. You give birth and you're supposed to get a gift.
You're not
when
the gift is a child.
No, but that's what the women say. So when the number one women, by the way, call the show, 718-577-1389. When the fuck
did, I blame the internet.
I do too. When the fuck did this start? When did it start where you think it's okay? Like it's a norm, like it's fucking what should happen,
yeah.
That you push out a baby and the guy needs to buy you something. Like, does he pat you on the head and give you a lemon cookie, too? What the fuck?
So, basically, he's got to sit there. The man has got to buy a gift.
Yes.
And say, thank you for letting me bust my nut in you.
Yes. Yes.
And this is for ruining your vaginal tract.
And no offense, this is going to come off sexist, but let me throw it out anyway. You're getting a present for doing what you're supposed to do. Your body is built to give birth. That is what you do. If our bodies were meant to give birth, you sure as shit would have to buy us something.
Yeah.
Okay? So why doesn't, and in that vein, in this discussion, why the fuck doesn't the guy get anything?
But
he's not responsible? He didn't fucking have, he's not half of that child?
Yeah, it's
he doesn't get
child
a gift?
Support.
Yeah.
Isn't a baby shower enough?
No, it's not enough.
I mean, my
that's
wife.
Exactly what it
It's the never
argument
enough.
Was years
yeah.
ago
yeah.
when I seen the story.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we give this to the bow. They did such a great job. Yeah.
It's never enough.
It's
what
pretty much natural. Things will happen naturally.
Yeah.
They used to happen like that years and years before we had fucking all this medical shit. You yeah. dropped one in the field yeah. while you were working.
Billy.
And then you went back out and picked more cotton.
Yeah. Damn right. One came out and fucking came out of the
you
chamber.
You went back to work.
Right. And you went back Boom. To work.
As a matter of fact, a few hours later, the kid went out and picked cotton.
Yeah, yeah.
The kid was there working with
sure.
you.
I don't know how this turned into a slave thing, but all right.
It's got nothing to do with cotton. You were out
just,
working.
Just
well, that's what you said.
You went back to the factory.
Excuse me, both of you. Don't add fuel to the fire. Let's move forward.
Okay.
Now. The two old fucks are like, it's not about slavery. Just keep forward. Go forward, people.
He's a Negro.
Now you got Danny going. God damn it.
Yeah.
All right, listen. But let's get back on to what the fuck a push present actually okay. entails.
Okay.
So now we're getting into a heated conversation. Because, of course, she believes, as a woman,
get more.
All right, that automatically,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm wrong that I go, I'm not buying you shit. Like,
so wait, the men, like just any men?
No,
I thought it was just
no,
it's the husband.
The husband. No, we were using the scenario that if it was my child, I am not buying you shit because you did what we knew you were going to do for 9 months.
Okay?
Well, why
well,
do I have to buy
you
something?
Months.
Now, she also goes into a whole scenario that she wants fucking like Louis Vuitton shoes.
Ooh.
Okay, what the fuck?
They're like $1,000.
Exactly. What the fuck is your vagina worth? What is the blue book value on your pussy?
She must be hot.
I don't understand it.
Now that it's spit out a kid, it's
yeah.
obviously you have to make up for market value with a Louis Vuitton.
Not to mention also, your puss now is going to be bigger.
Can we call so said person?
No, I don't think so. She's probably still at work. I don't even know. Sometimes they, I don't know. She's at home, but she has the other kids. So the kid's probably going to sleep. I can't call now.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. And I'm not saying her pussy's stretched out. What I'm saying in general is
two words: stretched vajayjay.
But like I'm pretty much buying a new door for a condemned building.
So what was the other argument? I'm carrying the baby for 9 months. I'm gaining weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, blah.
I got to work to get my figure back.
Yeah, but like, what? I don't understand it. I don't get the argument. Why should you be rewarded for something that you're both involved in? I understand when they say, oh, we're pregnant. So if we're pregnant, why are you the only one getting a gift? That does not make any sense to me.
Well, Nick.
None whatsoever. What does Nick say?
Nick says, thank you, cum dumpster.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's not wrong because some of them are, okay? Oh, yeah. Let's be face it. Some of them, you're not in a great relationship, and then they want a present on top of this.
Isn't the gift having the...
The gift is the child.
Yeah, I'm saying the pleasure of having the man's seed.
No, not even just that.
What do you think it's an honor?
Yeah.
It should be. Danny's like, you should be honored.
Oh, Jesus.
Honored to take my jizz in your womb.
I want some dick.
I want some dick. I'm asking, where exactly does we become you?
They should be lining up, Danny.
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
In a world where everybody wants equality... Why?
But wait a minute. No, if we're... Wait, hold on. Let me ask my question to the people that are listening to the show, Billy. Yeah. If you are involved in a relationship, like let's say Billy and Giggles. Now, I don't know if that factory shut down. I don't know what the fuck's going on. Okay? Now, let's say Billy slips one past the goalposts and she gets knocked up.
It's good.
Yes. Does Billy have to now purchase Giggles a gift? Do you understand?
According to this new custom,
Joe
yes.
has two kids. Joe, did you ever buy your wife something for shitting out a kid?
Yeah.
No, for no.
Well, you know, it depends on what you say. I mean, like, I brought her flowers to the hospital.
That's different.
That's expected.
Does that count? Wait, hold on.
That doesn't count as different.
Wait a minute.
What, you want a washing machine?
Wait. Does the flowers count as the push present? Can Joe get away with flowers?
And candy and...
Like, is there a dollar amount that goes along with a push present?
Yeah, I bought magazines to read, too, you know?
You bought things to read?
Yeah, I did.
Here's a magazine. Yeah, here's your push present.
Crossword puzzle.
I'm just trying to understand the logic here. Now, Billy, tell me the logic.
Now, if we go with that, where, like, the woman gets a push present... Does the guy get a fucking shooting present for knocking her up?
Yeah, he gets it that day. She makes him breakfast in the morning.
But I shot
the guy
because
I saved this up and gave it to you.
According to Danny, she should be honored that Danny shot his load in there.
And she should stand up and salute.
Please stand up and salute my fucking vagina and your penis working together in unity and building a baby. I don't get it. And I don't know if that makes me, I'm an alpha male and there's beta males out there that would do this. I don't get the fucking point of, it's just so you get a gift.
I think it shouldn't be made.
And if you admitted that, if that's what it was, if you went, wait a minute. I just want free shit. I would buy it for you on that purpose alone.
A lot of guys will buy it if you don't become pregnant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'll buy you shoes if you just fucking get a diaphragm that works.
I'll get your morning after pill or something.
Yes. You should be eating them like Pez.
If you fall down the steps for me.
Beef jerky time.
That one.
Now for that, wait. When a lady gets an abortion, does she get a car? Like, I don't know what... Do you understand what, like, what's the dollar amount on your pussy? I don't understand the point of a push present. Yeah. I don't get it. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And now the second part of our argument that happened, that we're not fighting or anything. We're having a heated debate.
Oh.
We're sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And then I said that, and then I went from that discussion, and then we're veering into, and then don't get me started on these fucking gender fucking reveal parties, which of course she's going to now have. And I go, what the fuck is the point of that? Like, seriously, what is the point? If you want to know the sex of your child, God bless you.
Right.
I got no fucking problem with that. You should know you're building a nursery or you're buying clothes. You
got
to know what's going on. I got it. You. But when the fuck did this, like, now there's a third party. So now we have... Let's just seriously break this down.
We pour too much in this fucking country.
Exactly. Yeah. We have the baby shower.
No wonder we riot at fucking parades.
But before the baby shower now, we got a pre-shower which is now the gender reveal party.
That's right.
Because it's a fucking party.
That's right.
So don't tell me it's not a party, because there's going to be people, there's going to be a cake, there's going to be coffee, and you know other people are going to bring some fucking snack treats. So therefore, there's a party before the party.
Yeah.
Okay, so now
your
we have a...
Your plan makes no sense.
So now we have a gender reveal party.
Yeah.
We got a baby shower.
Yeah.
And now when you shit out the kid from your clam box,
yeah,
we have the push present.
And what about the christening?
We haven't even gotten to that. There's a fourth party.
That's another one.
Then after the baby's born, we dunk him in a bucket and we go, here's the Jesus.
Yeah, of course.
So now we got four fucking things that you got to do,
yeah,
when you have a baby now.
And then the first birthday comes? Oh, my
Holy
God.
Shit. Holy
soon,
shit.
Soon there'll be one for, like, the first shit the kid takes. Yeah. There'll be a party for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he took a tinkle on the potty. It's called a yellow potty.
Well, don't they have to, like, wait till the kid actually poops for the first time before they can leave, like, the hospital? Then,
yeah.
Like, you have to go. So there'll be a party for that. Like, right, like, you know, can my kid shit? He can go
Oh,
home
he shit
the...
in the nursery. It's a brown goodbye.
They have a poop party? I didn't know that.
No, they have to wait till... A poop party.
Yeah.
They have to wait till the baby defecates the first time before you're even remotely allowed to leave
the
hospital.
What do they have, the Chinese doctor that's on TV selling that poop stuff? For, you know?
It might be.
Right.
That poop stuff, by the way.
Dr. Yui.
That commercial looks fucking great.
Do you poop enough?
Do you poop enough? I, Dr. Yui.
I weigh it.
All right, now.
I weigh 2.
So that's four fucking parties, though. Four fucking parties. And look, I'm not just shitting on.
And that's before the baby's
I'm not
born.
Shitting on my friend who's having the baby. God bless her.
Yeah.
Have all the parties you want. I'm not. What I'm shitting on is the logic that it's not. It's all about, like, you. Or it's all about making yourself, like, I don't know, keeping up with the Joneses. I don't know what it is nowadays. It's all about, we're not all Kardashians.
A lot of
Can
profit.
We have one fucking party? Can we have one? Like, why do we have the fucking pre-thing, which is the gender reveal? Then we go to the baby shower, which the guy's not even invited anymore, unless you're a beta man, because then you're allowed to come to the bridal shower.
Well,
the baby showers.
I thought the showers were just the women's thing.
No,
they all
no,
get
now,
together and cackle.
No, now it's like a co-ed thing.
Who wants to?
Oh, who wants to come to the baby now? But now it's a sprinkle because she already has a kid, so it's not a shower. I'm learning all this.
Oh, it's a sprinkle.
It's a sprinkle because it's not a shower. She's already had a shower. You
oh,
see,
okay. This is
so it's a sprinkle.
That's another party.
Okay, so now
I'm getting too old for this crap.
Exactly. So we got the gender reveal, the baby shower, then you get a fucking present because you shot out a kid. And then the christening.
I think this was all invented by the caterer.
Yeah, the fucking...
It might be that and Hallmark. You blame them for all the fucking cards and shit.
But am I wrong in that logic? Look, I need women to defend
this
me.
This is a little much. It gets,
That's
it's
a lot
pause.
Of fucking
a little
shit.
Much. Yeah. I mean, we're all happy the babies are coming. We like the babies.
Yeah,
much, yes,
but wouldn't you be better off just hearing this? Oh, fuck, it didn't play. Never mind. Never mind, they took that one off.
It's like the NBC fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Wendy
damn
said...
It, that would have been funny.
Wendy the retard said, damn, who's having a baby?
Yeah, right, Wendy probably.
Wendy, you want to have a baby? I'm just trying to understand. Ladies, seriously, explain it to me. I understand that I'm an alpha male. I understand that I'm a very old school gentleman in a new school world. I get it. But explain to me the logic of four fucking parties before the child is one. Think about that for a second. Before the child is 1 years of age.
Before the kid's even allowed to decide what it wants to be.
Exactly. Yeah. And then Joe's absolutely right. The first fucking birthday is like a saga.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even remotely like
people
a normal.
People fly in from California. Oh, the year old.
It's fucking crazy. They get a film crew.
Yeah.
There's a clown and a circus
those,
and a.
One of those things you jump on.
Yeah, a bouncy house.
Look at those sweet 16 parties that they have. These you spend $40,000 on a party for a 16-year-old kid.
They're like weddings.
Yeah.
Even weddings are out of control. Everything's out of control.
Everything's out of control because everybody is obsessed with
it's
fucking...
It's the caterer, I'm telling you. He's the guy making the money.
Yeah. Everybody's obsessed with showing off to it looked better than everybody else.
Well, really, I was just looking at some like baby custom things. How about a sip and see party?
What the fuck is a sip and see party?
It's like
everybody
gets drunk
and fucking rips open her lips and looks in.
It's okay. So you have you have a baby at home. You want to invite people over to see the new baby.
Yes.
So you sip on some refreshments, like some wine.
Okay.
Baby.
So we're having a little cognac, a little whiskey,
and you see the baby.
No. And that's
come
it.
Over. Yeah.
It's like a review.
So, like, when this person in particular we're talking about has the baby.
Wait, so
oh, God!
So that's an actual party.
Yeah,
then.
A sip and see party.
Instead of just saying, hey, Billy, come over and see the kid.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to take a picture and send it to you. No, come over.
See the kid.
We'll all get drunk.
Like, Piney just had a kid.
And then you could drive home.
Piney just had a kid, my new goddaughter, Ella. I went over there because I knew I had to go see this kid. I went to the hospital, and it wasn't like, it's not a burden on me or something. I wanted to see the child.
Yeah, sure.
But Danny's now telling me about the sip and see, which is the dumbest fucking thing. That's the fifth party.
Yeah.
What
about the circumcision? That's another
party. The bris.
If
you're Jewish, there's another party.
That's another one, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm telling you, boy. We're a party company, I tell you.
We are. It's wrong.
Party people.
Party people! How many fucking parties can you have, though?
And if it's your second or third child, so you...
It's a sprinkle!
No, so you skip the baby shower. You just want to introduce your newborn to all your close friends and family.
What's that called? A slip and slide?
A welcome baby party.
What the fuck? Like, seriously, what the fuck?
Yeah, you hire a country band to play.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Like, really, though? That's five fucking... Four... Four plus one of these fucking weird parties. Yeah. That's a lot of parties. The kid's not even allowed to fucking swallow.
Wow.
When you really think of it yet. Like, you give him bottles. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
if somebody else swallowed, you wouldn't be in this mess.
Hi-oh!
Oh!
Billy came up with a joke. There you go. 718-577-1389. I want to hear from the people. I want to hear from you. I want to know, are we wrong or is the system wrong? I need to know.
What the hell were you thinking?
That's right, Apu. What the hell were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
Four fucking parties before the kids won. Fuck off. We'll be right back after these. We got to go to a fucking baby party.
We're putting that bitch on ice.
Yeah. Come on.
Tell us what you care about, honey.
I Care by Al Bundy. When Hooters jiggle around, and I find nickels on the ground, I care. When a Mustang engine purrs, and the bathroom is not hers, I care. When the pitcher's on the mound, and the wife is underground, I care. But when I've been playing
ham radio
for days, I will kill anyone who stays, I swear!
Yeah! This is ham radio.
We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover 2, blowover 3, hell, bring in a blowout for 4, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On the ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Leno's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie.
Little Eminem for you, boys and girls. Yeah.
You're still fat and bold.
Yeah. Come on, bounce with me. Let's go. Come on.
Look. If you had
the Ham Radio Show.
One shot. One opportunity.
On hamradioshow.com.
He sees everything you
You're fired.
Wanted.
Damn right.
One moment.
Not yet, boss.
Capture.
Nah, I'd hold on to it.
Just let it slip.
Nah.
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already.
Mom's spaghetti.
He's nervous, but on the surface
he looks calm and ready
to drop palms.
But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down.
The whole crowd
oh so loud.
He opens his mouth,
but the words won't come out.
He's choking how?
Everybody's
choking now. The clock's run out. Time's up.
Over now. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. The uncrowned kings of reality radio. Live to fill your ear holes with some good stuff, baby. That's right, the caveman in me wants to know what the fuck a push present is. I need to know. The alpha male in me says that four parties before the baby is fucking walking and talking is a little crazy. Hit me up. 718-577-1389. And not miss a chance to blow, because opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, you probably passed it.
Ask Brady. He's been there, what, 10 times?
That was an opportunity. That was cheating.
Only most of the world.
By the way, we were talking about the Olympic Games and Billy went on a tirade before.
No, we didn't.
So, yes, you did, because you were like, that's not it. They're starting tomorrow. So, when do they officially start, Bill? You had all the information. Fill me in.
They have, I forget what sports they're going to start playing tomorrow.
Well, that thing that's in front of you is called Google.
Yeah, I know, but I'm kind of busy and I didn't know this is what we were going to because.
Well, what did you think we were going
things.
To? We go to anything. We go to everything.
Right, so let me Google anything.
Google anything and see what you get.
Yeah, it tells me Eddie is not in the right frame of mind.
No, that's a given. That's not anything. That's a given.
But that's what's in here.
Just tell me. So they're going to be playing sports tomorrow in the Olympics.
Right.
But the Olympics is not start officially till Friday.
Correct.
That's fucking crazy.
They do strange things like this.
That doesn't make any fucking goddamn sense.
Are they
going to
have like a really big show like they did in China?
China was really great.
Well, they always do. They do. It's the opening ceremonies.
Tomorrow they start with alpine skiing, curling, and ski jumping.
Oh. Ooh.
Who's doing the show? Like, you know, is it going to be like, you know, like they had Paul McCartney on the London show? And,
I don't know.
The opening ceremony?
Yeah, the opening ceremony. Like, there are major stars there. Like, are there any Korean major stars? I mean, maybe.
Well, they got that Korean pop stuff.
Maybe they'll have Sun Jun Moon come over and say, oh, is that what he sounds like?
No, because would be.
Shut the fuck up.
That would be the most racist Asian thing I've ever heard.
Well, I don't think they're going to let him come. He's not allowed, right?
He's not going. He's not going.
Kim Jong-un.
He's not a going. His sister's going.
Though. Isn't he a sports nut?
Yes, but he's in North Korea. This is in South Korea.
Well,
he's not allowed to go.
This is in the non-communist section.
Can he watch our TVs?
From the non-communist section
of Korea.
The place where the people from MASH were.
Well, is he having a team go from North Korea?
I don't know. I'm sure they have some sort of...
Like the North Korean gymnasts or something like that?
Well,
Team Nukem!
Do they get felt up?
I don't think they would send the gymnasts since they do the Summer Olympics. This is the Winter Olympics. But they could try. But in any event...
What are you doing? Cartwheels in the snow! Why? Because Joe said we need gymnasts out here.
Well, yeah. Shut the fuck up!
Joe Kim Un said we need gymnasts.
And they gave that guy 125 years for filling up the gymnast and everything.
Yeah, as he should. He should have got more.
He still says what he was doing was medically... you know, proper for what he was doing.
Well, it's the same thing I tell girls when I play Dr. Rhythm.
Oh, yeah.
It's not medically fucking cleared, I just want to get off.
They're never really clear about what he did. I guess it's,
right,
you know,
because
for,
it
they're
varied,
not going to tell you.
Yeah, I mean,
it varied from
girl to
actually
girl.
Touching the girl's ass to, like, fingers going inside the girl. All kinds of shit. It all depends.
He,
like,
stuck his stomach in her ass and rotated him. Yeah.
It was like two lesbians giving a massage.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
He may have done stuff.
Did you see the father go to kill him?
Yeah, that was great. Well,
you know,
the three daughters were affected by that. And
if you're a father, you understand that shit. You know, like,
I don't need to be a father. I hate when people.
Yeah, well, you know.
I hate that answer. That annoys me. Well, you don't understand. But, dude, I get it. If someone touched my nieces,
there you go.
I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
You're right.
He asked nicely. And then he was like, all right.
I've been in the room.
Excuse me, Your Honor. I was wondering if I could beat his fucking ass for about 3 minutes. And then she said no. And he goes, can I have 1 minute?
Can I have just a little bit of time.
He was playing like, let's make a deal. Can I have 1 minute, Your Honor? I could beat his ass in 1 minute.
He almost got him, too.
It was that one bailiff that jumped over and got him.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of the Olympics, the neurovirus is is attacking.
Is that an Olympics
thing? Yeah, it's causing the... No, it's not an event. It's an actual thing. The neurovirus is out. There's an outbreak at the Olympic Village. It's quickly moving around the games. The Korean Center for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed 86 cases of illness already.
Wow.
86 cases,
86.
Which is known as the winter vomiting bug, by the way, the winter vomiting bug. Ooh. So far, it's affected mostly security personnel and workers in the media village. They have all been quarantined. It is not believed that any athletes are sick as of right this very second.
Right.
But in an effort to prevent it, so that it doesn't spread, to more than 1,200 security workers have been called off duty, though, and replaced with 900 military personnel.
Of course.
Meanwhile, cleaning crews are going in there and disinfecting and getting everything ready.
You need Lysol.
And like Billy said, by the way, the opening ceremony is, of course, Friday.
Friday.
Now, by the way, symptoms of the neurovirus include diarrhea, vomiting, and stomach pain. Wouldn't it be awesome if the ski jumpers got diarrhea?
Oh, wow.
In midair?
Yeah.
Like...
Bombs away.
There's brown snow all over the place.
Yes, that's not chocolate.
Oh,
Alexa.
That ain't right.
Fart. I love it.
push that out, I
guess.
Is that
really a good fart? I mean, yeah, really.
Well, let's see. Alexa, fart.
She's working it up.
Alexa, break wind.
Did you want the song Break Wind?
No!
I want to stick from your ass, baby.
Alexa, did you fart?
I've never, ever broken wind.
There you go, Daddy.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
Now, Alexa, fart.
Ooh, that was a good one. That sounded like a neurovirus fart.
That
right.
Was,
now,
that was a wet one.
Yeah.
Over there with the Olympics, if...
Over there.
Right. Many miles away.
Where the poop is coming. I'm sorry.
But anyhow.
I broke into a show too.
If the athletes actually get sick, they can't take half the medications that would help them with
this. Oh, yes, that's true.
Because
that's
then
they
violate their doping policies and stuff.
Where?
They can't even take aspirin.
Where? Over there?
Over there.
In Korea.
Over there.
In the Olympic
Village.
Where
the poop is coming. The poop is coming.
I wish I had my hair.
I wish he had some hair.
Over there. I don't care.
He don't care. The neurovirus, by the way, is common with cruise ships.
Yeah.
So that's what they're saying, that because you get all the people in one area.
Wash
your
fucking
one dude
hands.
Doesn't wash his hands after taking a shit. And it just spreads around to everybody.
Filthy bastards. Yeah.
Now, by the way, what they're worried about is if the athlete gets too sick and cannot compete in their event.
Right.
That's what they're fucking worried about. They're not worried about the actual health of the athlete.
Well,
they're worried about the TV ratings.
They've spent their whole life to get to this point, so, you know.
No.
Yeah, well, Joe has the winter gymnasts shitting outside.
Could happen.
Coach Joe.
It could happen.
Coach Joe, do you believe that your athletes are going to be able to perform?
It is futile to imagine you can win.
Can they perform their floor routine outside on the hills of South Korea?
Once they're examined by Katerno.
That's not his name, and that also was stupid.
What was that? Who was it? That guy convicted also of touching?
What guy?
Paterno?
Yeah.
No, Paterno. Wasn't Paterno the teacher?
Yeah, from
he was the,
that's Laterno.
Penn State.
That's Laterno.
Is he talking about the Penn State guy?
Penn State, yeah. Paterno wasn't a teacher, he was a coach.
We are Penn State.
Uh-huh.
No, Eddie's talking about Mary Jane Laterno.
No, I'm talking about Mary Jane Laterno, but then Paterno is, they're all sex scandals. Paterno is Penn State. Laterno is the blonde chick who was fucking the Samoan kid.
Yeah.
And then they got married, and now they have babies, and then they're getting divorced.
I think we're onto something. If their name ends in an O, they're sexual predators.
That's right, Joe-O.
Thanks, Joe. Look, his name ends in
N-O.
Not so good.
N-O.
My name ends in an O.
Yeah.
Hey.
No.
Oh, who's fucking touching kids? Not me. I'm not.
Your dicks aren't big enough. Of course you're not touching
I'm not touching any kids because my dick's not big enough.
That's right.
Their dicks are bigger than mine, and I don't like it. Speaking of touching kids. Hello.
I'm Mr. Reyes.
He's got a big day. Quentin Tarantino in the news, by the way, we were talking about molesters.
Oh, sure.
He's in the news defending Roman Polanski.
Yeah, well,
defend Roman Polanski? He fucked a 13-year-old.
Right, the guy who molested a 13-year-old.
Then got an Oscar.
Yeah. Right. And they decided they waived prosecution so he could come back and get it.
Yeah.
I know.
And then let him leave again.
Yeah.
Because you know what? He deserves to be honored.
Right. But
not in cuffs.
Isn't it allowed, like in France, to do that stuff, though?
But he also
did
shit
here.
Over there,
yeah,
too.
I know, but
that's
his
why
mentality,
he went to live there.
His mentality is France.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't give a shit if his mental. It's fucking retardation. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. But
don't touch 13-year-olds.
He also did it with somebody else, too, didn't he?
He likes young girls.
Danny, look up Roman Polanski and tell me all the shit that he did that was bad. Like, I know that it was a 13-year-old. Right. I know that I don't know how many victims there were. All I know is that that Quentin Tarantino is saying that these girls, they were 13-year-old, like, party girls.
Well,
there were party girls.
That you
that
don't
were,
know, you know. You,
well, I know that's what he said. I'm saying this is what he said. He was in an interview with Howard Stern. I don't have the audio, of course, right this very second, but he plainly said that they were asking for it. These girls were up for it, so it wasn't rape. That he dated the girl.
It's statutory rape.
Yeah, but he said that's not rape. Well, this is Quentin's words, not mine.
But he's splitting hairs there. It's statutory.
Yeah, he's splitting 13-year-old hairs, and they might weren't that many on the fucking girl.
Statutory rape, the word rape connotates violence. There was no violence in his actions. His actions were consensual, but with a minor.
The word rape does not constitute violence. The word rape constitutes power and dominance, and when someone says no, and then you do it anyway, that's rape.
I'm talking about what you think of rape. You think of rape as a very violent act.
We all think of Jodie Foster and the pinball machine.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? It's not all like that. It's not all sunrises and lollipops and shit.
No, and I'm sure the 13-year-old was a consensual.
All right, well, let's start.
She was not.
Danny's got some facts.
In 1977, the film director Roman Polanski was arrested and charged in Los Angeles with 5 offenses against a 13-year-old girl.
By the way, his name sounds pedophilic. I'm Roman Polanski.
He was charged with raping a 13-year-old girl, raped by use of drugs, perversion, sodomy, lewd acts, and lavish acts upon a child under 14, and furnishing a controlled substance to a minor.
Wow.
And lewd and lascivious acts.
What did he say? I missed it.
I said lavish.
I have lavish acts.
That makes it sound kind of nice.
He said, but we do this in French all the time.
This rape has confetti, and it's lavish.
This is okay.
At his arraignment, he pleaded not guilty to all the charges, but later accepted a plea bargain, whose terms included dismissal of 5 of the initial charges in exchange for a guilty plea to a lesser charge of engaging in an unlawful sexual intercourse.
I don't get it, though. I just don't understand the fucking... How is it not rape, Quentin? Dear Quentin Tarantino, how is it not rape? She was 13 years old.
Drugs and stuff involved, sure.
But she's 13 years old.
Yeah, that's...
It doesn't matter how you look
given,
at it.
Yeah.
Like, well,
under the law, yeah.
My cutoff... In my personal belief, is when you're 17. That's the cutoff where it stops being like a one-sided argument.
Well, what's the law?
Because, 18? Wait, hold on. Because like when you hear a teacher and it's like, oh, she took advantage of, blah, blah, blah. When you're 17,
you
know about sex.
You bet.
Okay? Yeah. When you're 13, you don't know shit.
Not really, no.
You don't know anything.
You think you
You're
know.
13, you don't know. You maybe understand that the penis goes in the vagina. That's about it. You're 13. You don't know that much. That's all you know. So now if you're 13 and some dude takes advantage of you, which is what happened.
Get you doped up and fucked up.
How is that not rape? Like, how is that not rape?
I was raped.
You were raped?
Yeah.
By who?
I was 14.
By who, though? Who raped you?
Rosie.
No, Rosie didn't rape you.
Horse hockey.
Hold on. It was statutory rape. You're right. Because under the law, that is statutory rape.
She gave me a beer.
However.
I didn't think so.
Contributed to the delinquency of minors.
But however, to go back to Danny's point, that was a lavish act. Because you enjoyed it. It was a party when you were doing it.
I looked for it.
You looked forward to it.
I did.
It was a lavish act.
Yeah, but under the law.
Under the law, she's a rapist.
She's Roman.
She's right. She's Rosie Polanski.
Yeah, Rosie Polanski.
And she fucked you in the projects, and I understand that.
Yeah.
That is, I will not say it's not. But that's the thing. You were dumb and full of cum, and you don't know what the fuck you were doing at 14.
Well,
she had to show you.
Kind of knew.
No, you didn't know.
You knew, but you didn't know.
Stop acting like you were a professional. Like, I made love to her. No, you didn't.
You knew, but you didn't know what it took to make that actually happen.
God, I would pay money. I would pay money for Doc Brown to fucking fly us over.
Where is it?
I would watch.
I know nothing.
Oh, my God. I would watch Joe for hours just fumble around with an erection and a fucking older woman. God.
He wants to watch Joe's erection.
That's right.
From the early days.
Again with the dicks.
Yes, because you just sat there and acted like, well, I knew.
Well, no.
You didn't. You didn't know shit.
We all knew where it went. We just didn't know what was how it was all
nothing.
When did you become sexually aware, Eddie? I mean, what, like masturbation?
Aware what the dick actually did?
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta say, at least 16, I was aware. Fully aware.
Yeah.
I didn't lose my virginity until later, but fully aware, 16, where I knew what. Dude,
16.
Dude, at 13, I ain't no shit.
These guys
13,
are 16 and getting married already. Come on, are you kidding me?
When, who the fuck is getting married? What Amish community are you living in?
What, do we go to Georgia?
Yeah.
No, I'm just a 16.
No. Dude, 16 when
but there
it, no.
was a time, yes.
No, I'm excuse
sexually
me.
Aware? I think I was about 11 or 12, for Christ's
you
sake.
You didn't know. Stop it.
Not
with
that
your,
I knew everything, but fucking, I knew that, hey, that's what I want to do.
It's fucking
know?
Joe Hefner over here. At 11, I was walking around with a pipe in my fucking smoking jacket. Fuck you.
Joe,
you
also,
know
you got to remember it. The time that you were growing up. By 18, you were married,
yeah.
had a job.
Jesus.
So, you know, 16 sounds later in life, but now
yeah, but
as you
still,
look,
wait, hold on, wait. But that's not the point, because the point is what Joe knew,
right?
What but Joe knew they, and what the fuck actually happened are two different fucking things.
But see, back then they had like a health class, like in fifth grade, where they taught you.
Oh
these
no,
they, things,
wait, we had that
where,
too.
Whereas here now it seems this,
no, not these new generation. No,
they
but
seem
we
to teach
that.
It in fucking as a senior in
yeah.
high school
you remember
because
that book?
Anytime
like a key
too
in
soon,
the lock.
Anytime sooner than that, you'll could destroy the child's mind.
Sex education is heavily frowned upon in the United States. It's
right.
one of the only countries.
I think you're right.
To do. It is
yeah.
because
yeah.
so many like all the
because everybody's prudes.
Not that everybody's prudes, but you have all the freaking hardcore.
No,
conservative Christians right. that are against sex because yeah. they teach you about, you know, using condoms.
You might have a good time,
sex.
Yeah.
yeah.
No,
not allowed to have a good time.
You cannot have no sex.
No.
Right.
They, no, but what I'm saying is, what I understand what you're saying. They had to do things a certain way. And it, like at 16, they were picking out fucking the wedding dresses already. I got that.
Yeah,
what I'm saying, because it was a different time. But what I'm saying is what Joe actually knew. Probably could have fit in a fucking thimble.
Right. That's the same
so you,
for all
so
of
he
us.
Can, yeah, no, no, no,
point.
No. But Captain Douchebag back here, when he was 14 with Rose, he's like, ah, I knew.
Well,
you knew it
I,
went
I,
in.
I, yeah.
But you didn't know, like, the rest. You know, you're like, all right, it's in. Now
I
what?
Bet you he didn't
you
even
know?
Know it went in.
We definitely
know.
Knew what was going
no,
on. Much
in.
Before 13, as a matter of fact. We,
when did you get when did you get laid first, Joe?
That was it, 14.
With the chicken.
So Rosie was your first?
Well, sort of, yeah.
No, see,
you played around, you know. You had girlfriends that you know, would give you hand jobs and things
would,
like
would
that.
Touch it, yeah.
You would touch the
when was the first
that they
time?
Didn't
hold
even
on,
have
on,
in those
on.
Days.
Hold on. When was the first time your penis was inside of a woman?
That's 14.
All right, so Rosie was your first.
I would say, yeah.
It's not a maybe.
And I never forgot her, man.
When you, Joe, before that, you were a virgin.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Not well, yeah. It's you're a virgin.
Well, yeah.
Your a penis has to break the threshold,
okay.
like the touchdown at the fucking Super Bowl. Yeah.
No. It does. The touchdown doesn't have to break
yeah.
through. It's just got to get
it's
near
gotta
by.
Break the plane.
Just got to get near by.
You just got
to
get
the
tip.
Penis has to enter the vagina.
Nowadays, you just have to get the tip to the door.
Yeah.
It wasn't the first time I ejaculated. I was ejaculating years before that.
Right. Dude, I was ejaculating all day. It's at the point. When I jerked off way before I had sex.
Shut up, dummy.
Yeah.
You know, you learned how to jerk off before. I learned how to jerk off because I got cable.
Yeah.
That's how I learned how to jerk off.
You put the TV on channel 4, and if you go to like 60-something,
yeah.
you got Playboy.
You 68.
You got the Playboy channel.
You put your tinfoil on your foot.
Is that a tin?
You hold it up. And you started jacking.
Rebecca Home Theater used to show the movies from 11:30 to like 2 in the morning.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
you had
yeah.
to adjust,
yeah,
change
it
to this, and switch and
yeah.
slide.
Well,
and
remember, I told you the story. When I first jerked off, I did it backwards.
You did?
Yeah, I didn't know how
to do
it.
Backwards.
I did it this way. Look at my hand.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Dude, I remember
you're
the name of the
hell.
Movie.
Okay.
The name of the movie was called On the Sunset Strip. And it was a softcore porn,
and
it had the guy from Greatest American Hero in it.
Oh.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. That guy was in the movie.
Oh, fuck. William Catt.
That was his name.
William Cat.
And I thank you, fucking Jeopardy.
Okay. I don't know why I know that.
You watched the movie, too.
Billy's Alzheimer's is kicked in.
Here is today's final Jeopardy answer.
So anyway, yeah, that was the, and I jerked off this way. Because we just got cable, and Skinamax was on.
Wow.
It was softcore porn.
Unzip it.
And I unzipped it, and I went, okay, now what? I knew I had an erection. I knew I was hard, so I went like this. Look, ladies, wait, where's the camera?
Here I come to save the day.
I didn't do it this way. I didn't do it this way. I did it this way.
Well, how old were you when you had the paper? Were you the paper boy and the girl? Were you the woman?
Oh, when the woman did the things to me?
Yeah.
Were you
14, 15?
Was that high school?
You said you were in high school.
Yeah, high school.
35.
Yeah, last week.
It was last week.
Thursday.
It was last week, and she was good. Let's see, put it here. That was in high school. But that doesn't, that's neither here nor there, quite frankly. Yeah. I mean.
Well, it was the same thing. You were underage.
Yeah, but that, I am not, look, when nobody gets hurt, yeah. I'm a proponent of it.
Yeah.
This girl was 13. When I'm in high school, I know what I'm doing.
But the girl was also filled with drugs and other
things
to make that even
that's
worse.
Not right.
Yeah.
That's not right. You should be Roman in some mind and somebody.
Roman
right.
Polanski was Bill Cosby-ing these chicks.
I guess so, yeah.
And doing naughty things with them.
Yeah.
My point is that, first off, the age doesn't, it matters the most, quite frankly. And I know that fucking Hugh Hefner back here. I was like, you know, he was getting girls giving him hand jobs and everything. But I'm telling you,
kids,
that first time with Rosie, I bet he was a fumbling goof. That's a booby. She's got two boobies.
But who wasn't?
But that's what I'm saying. You know? And Joe's acting like he was like, oh, Dom Juan.
No, but you think you are. But like, you're like
what you know, you would ask any of us in those days, we know what those, come here, honey, touch this.
Oh, my God.
Come here, can I show
I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Show me what color.
718-577-1389. Call us now if you think that Joe was a stumbling, bumbling goof with his first erection and a woman. I want to hear from you.
What?
It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, Joe will have already come four times he's quick draw McGraw nowadays.
Right. You fool around?
Damn right. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these. Masturbating the right way. Words. Yay.
The most dangerous 4 hours of radio today. And quite possibly, even tomorrow. But not so much the next day. You get the idea. This is Ham Radio. Follow us, but not too close. On Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show. Why? Because we can.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York, yes, sir. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York.
This is Uncle Eddie's Ham Radio. We'll be right back as soon as we clear the stench from the studio.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
On-demand salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
One of the best-kept secrets in Palm Beach is Monroe's Legends Lounge, a VIP club providing intimate private atmosphere that caters to upscale clientele, offering fine dining and a large variety of top-shelf cocktails, fine cigars, wine, and champagne. Members experience a truly five-star experience where they can enjoy Monroe's signature 36-ounce ribeye tomahawk steak or their famous seafood tower. Watch and listen to the top sporting events and all UFC fights on the large flat-screen TVs. With a dimly lit wood grain decor, the bar features a two-way mirror allowing members to get an unbelievable view of both live stages inside Monroe's Palm Beach. The Legends Lounge offers a private entrance with parking accessible to members. Located at 1000 North Congress Avenue in West Palm Beach, Florida. For more information, go to monroespalmbeach.com.
Bold, creative, realist, problem solver. Those are just a couple of the words that describe Dr. Deborah Lena. Straight talk and straight answers to you about sex. Dr. Deb keeps it real. She teaches practical sexuality solutions to resolve everyday challenges for everybody at every age. Board and certified sexologist, couples and marriage therapist, international speaker and workshop leader, author, major media contributor are just some of the things that Dr. Deb is capable of. So hook up with her for media appearances, speaking engagements, workshops, and seminars. Contact Dr. Deborah Lano's office at 302-476-9577. That's 302-476-9577. Or hit her up at yoursexdoc.com. That's yoursexdoc.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What, you stupid?
Yeah! Skunk Duck Studios! Skunk Duck Studios, creators of the Ham Radio t-shirts and hoodies and everything else that you need for the Ham Radio Show, the uncrowned kings of reality radio. But that's not all they have. Brand new to the lineup from Skunk Duck Studios, brand spanky new, the We Got One! In honor of the Philadelphia Eagles, the We Got One beautiful brand new t-shirt that you can get exclusively from Skunk Duck Studios. All you gotta do is go to teespring.com/stores/Skunk Duck Studios and boom, you're there. And then while you're there, there's tons of other things to get. I got a brand new freaking shirt. I got a couple of shirts. I'm wearing one now. Alcohol is the solution. The shirt. Boom, right there. Skunk Duck Studios. It's amazing. It's astounding. It's beautiful. Pipe the shit right out of your house, Danny. It's how it works. It's what it does. It's Skunk Duck Studios. Proud. 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 Makers of the Ham Radio t-shirts, hoodies, and everything else that we have. Skunk Duck Studios. Go to teespring.com/stores/Skunk Duck Studios. Right now, it's time for the birthday boy and Hollywood rock and wrap up. Come on.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up's Rewind Edition, taking a look at some of our favorite jokes of the past. Because I'm currently on vacation, rushing on stage to perform at Hot 97's Summer Jam concert, rapper Remy Ma suffered a wardrobe malfunction. It was, in fact, one of the better celebrity wardrobe malfunctions in recent memory. Nothing? We'll keep you abreast of any updates. Oh, no, he didn't. One of the twin actors who played Baby Oscar in Ghostbusters 2 hung himself in his Escondido, California apartment after losing his battle with mental illness. And evidently, gravity. Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial is being held up as 30 hours of deliberation has yielded a deadlocked jury. Taking their time's actually a better way to go, as knocking it out and putting it to bed is pretty much what got Cosby in all this trouble in the first place.
Get ready for the Zim Zam and the Babbity Bibbity.
And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up's Rewind Edition. And as always, follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
It is the Ham Radio Show, live on HamRadioShow.com. For the last couple minutes here on the program, we're going to shoot the shit as only we can with our mouths. That's right, sexy bitches. We're opening up wide. Yeah!
Well, you are.
I know. Call us in if you want to be a part of the last couple minutes of the show. 718-577-1389 from the Unkempt Queens of Reality Radio.
Come say on. That again.
The Unkempt Queens, Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio.
That's right.
The Ham Radio Show. Well, I don't hear anybody else bringing us back in from break. So I got to do it all myself, people.
Apparently.
Hey, what do you think? You think Robert Wagner really knocked off Natalie Wood or what?
Billy, go ahead. Do your joke.
I set him up and everything.
I know.
It's 1985, 86.
And we all just stared at Billy. Go ahead. Do it.
What name a piece of wood that doesn't float?
I don't know, Billy. What?
Oh, Natalie.
You really think he did it?
I think Robert Wagner did it.
Yeah.
I think he had motivation. I think he had everything.
It was Roman Polanski.
I drugged her and then I went, how old are you?
I gave her champagne and a Quaalude.
I don't know.
She was too old. He threw her over the boat.
So yeah. What is this new evidence
she was
that's
too
supposed
old
to
for
have?
Yentl.
She was too old for Yentl. I don't know. What is the new evidence, Joe?
Yeah, I don't
did
know.
Did you read the article or just the
headline? No, I don't read articles. I just look at the headline.
Right,
the
well,
pretty
we,
pictures.
We know that Robert Wagner and, of course, Christopher Walken were on the boat with Natalie Wood.
I think they were doing it.
I think they were running train. I think there was more than one.
You're probably right.
But I think what happens usually, as most three ways, you know, when you have a three way, you fucking, what happens is somebody gets jealous.
How come you're doing that more?
Yeah,
than
why
me?
Do you love her more?
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Who's this?
This is the one and only DJ Platypus.
Hey! Hey! Mikey!
How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm doing fantastic, fresh off a big Super Bowl weekend at the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret, where we were packed as usual, but, you know, it was a lot of good times. It was a great game.
Yeah,
and
you go.
I just wanted to check in with you guys.
Yes.
And Uncle Eddie, I owe you and your audience a huge apology.
Yes, you do.
Because
I don't know for what.
I do. I did something very wrong this past weekend, and I want to apologize publicly.
What did you do?
I unfortunately... I'll tell your audience. I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed, Eddie. I'm not ashamed.
He's not ashamed. This is going to be good.
You're in the right place.
I woke the biggest man on radio up out of a slumber.
That was me.
Oh.
He did
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Poor Eddie was sound asleep.
I was dreaming of Dixie,
and I didn't
Danny.
Realize that, you know, you're a polar bear, Eddie. I just didn't realize it.
Yes, I am. I get up. I have to be at work at 2. I have to wake up at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
For SiriusXM, and
yeah,
my phone go because I left a message because we're still plotting out all the good stuff and we got some surprises up our sleeves coming up.
Yes, we do.
In the next couple of months, leading up to making my Vegas debut in August. And I needed to know something, so I wrote Mike, and I texted him, but he's so goddamn busy, and he sleeps at the opposite time that most humans sleep, because he works at night. So he works at night, so when he's going to sleep, I'm getting up to go to work. You actually don't get home until like later than that, right?
His 9 to 5 is different from your 9 to 5.
Yeah, like he's only when he's at work, it's actually he's in the middle of his shift when I'm getting up to go to work.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually at the club I start work at 11 PM and we don't close until 6 AM.
God.
And that's Florida time. So yeah. It's a different life. And you know what? February 10th is my 23-year anniversary at the world-famous Tootsie's Cabaret. Can you believe that? 23 years I've been there.
23 years! Yeah. And he's running everything.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. But yeah.
Now listen, I have a reveal right now on your show. Oh. Even you, my friend, does not know what I'm about to tell you, but it's big news.
All right, now wait, should I brace myself?
You should brace yourself, because you might shart.
I might shart. Everyone hold your assholes!
I'm ready.
Here it comes.
Now, Eddie, I've been so busy lately for a very good reason, because I have secured us a title sponsor for the pub.
Nice!
And our new sponsor is Religion Tequila.
Very nice.
And that also includes a sponsorship on the Ham Radio Show.
Hey! We got a sponsor!
How do you like that?
Nice! Very nice. Very
so
nice.
So I'm sorry I woke you up, my dear friend.
It's okay.
But it was with very good reason.
There you go.
Yes, me and Mike have been talking about this, and Mike was, dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's.
Are they sending us a bottle of tequila?
They're sending us more than that, Joe.
I'd like some tequila.
We're going to have some Religion Tequila. It's going to be delicious.
Okay.
Delicious. It's going to go down so smooth.
Now, Ed.
Yes,
there's some details here that I have to share.
Okay. Please
we
do.
We will be sending the Ham Radio a case of Religion Tequila,
nice.
Along with some Religion Tequila T-shirts and some Religion Tequila models.
Woo!
And we're going to throw a fiesta, Religion style, in the Ham Radio studio at some point this year. It's going to be epic. It's going to be huge.
Very big, at least.
It's going to be very big. No, but
no, honestly, we literally just closed on the deal late last night, and everything's finalized. I signed the contract this morning. This is an official done deal, and this is the first place we're making the announcement. But
very
the pub
nice.
Is officially now title sponsored by Religion Tequila, based out of Dallas, Texas, and they're amazing people with an amazing organic product that I can't wait for you guys to educate your fine listeners about here in the near future.
I've heard some good things about Religion Tequila. I've heard very good things. I'm very excited to be doing somewhat or even remotely connected to Religion Tequila. It's going to be some good stuff. I'm very happy, very good with that. We were discussing like doing a giant shindig, maybe in New York City, doing a giant thing. So maybe that's where we cross promote and we do some kind of giant shindig.
Now, will this make an excellent push present?
It would make
definitely a possibility. Things in the works.
Yes, Billy. By the way, is absolutely right. Ladies, if you're about to give birth and you want to have a push present, please pick up Religion Tequila. Ask for it by name. That's your push present.
Uh-huh.
Have your man go out and say, look, I just shat out a baby. I need some Religion Tequila because nothing is going to make me feel better.
But don't drink it while you're pregnant.
Damn right. Wait till you're done.
Wait till you're done.
Wait till the baby is out.
And then get sloshed.
And then have some Religion. You ask your man to give you some Religion Tequila.
Yeah.
That's what you should do. That's a good push present, Billy. Now, I can get behind that because that's a good product. That's good stuff. I like that.
Okay. Nice bottles.
Yes, they're very beautiful bottles.
Oh, I get a nice bottle, too?
Yes, it's very beautiful. Billy's checking out the website right now. Checking out some good stuff. Billy, what is that website?
Yeah, they have a beautiful website.
ReligionTequila.com.
I'm training them, folks. ReligionTequila.com.
Okay, great.
Very nice.
ReligionTequila.com.
Religion. Let's take a joke and say it. Religion.
I don't know if I can spell it.
Religion.
Religion.
Tequila.
Tequila.com.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Yes, Mikey.
Yes, these are the epic spots that I promised our new sponsor.
Well, we'll do a nice commercial for them.
Yes,
we'll make something up.
I will definitely try to do better than have Joe try to read. That's not going to be good.
Well, listen, Uncle Eddie, I have all the details for you of what we need. I'll obviously square up with you at some point this week and get all of our funds situated so it's official. But why don't you call me when you're awake, and we'll work out all the details, because I was terrified for my life when I felt like I was awakening a slumbering bear.
I'll bet you are.
I did.
It's not pretty, Eddie.
No,
it's not pretty.
It's not.
You may have sleep apnea. I'm just saying.
I was definitely snoring while away. I don't have sleep apnea.
Nah.
Shut up, Danny. I don't.
Yeah, I believe you do.
I don't believe I have sleep apnea. I have fucking. I get hard-ons. Does that help? That's what happens in the sleep. That's all that happens. I get erections, and that's it. And then I balance my Religion tequila bottle directly on there, and then we're fine. Yeah. See how I fit it in?
You cannot pay for advertising like this.
No,
exactly
you can't.
What I told them.
And you shouldn't.
You shouldn't at all. Thank you, Mikey. I will definitely get a hold of you, because I got to square things away with Danny and see what the hell he's doing and everything. And then me and you have to work on the flight arrangement stuff too.
Yeah, we'll finalize all of that in the next week or two. That's all said and done already. So it's just a matter of us getting together on our busy opposite schedules. But congratulations to Ham Radio for your new sponsor, and congratulations to the pub and our partnership for our new sponsor, Religion Tequila. I love you guys, man. Keep up the great work, and I'll talk to you soon.
Damn right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
See, we got. I knew this was coming, but I didn't know when it was coming.
And they got three different kinds of tequila.
Right.
What do they have, Joe? Let's see Joe do a commercial right now.
ReligionTequila.com.
Take one. Here comes Joe. What do we got?
I wish people could see the bottle, because the bottle is absolutely gorgeous. It's like a triangle shaped bottle. It's they have three different kinds of religions. I don't know what religion they are, if they're Jewish or Italian.
This is why you don't get to do the commercials.
Blanco.
Thank you.
To the eye, it's bright, clean, crystal white, and shades of silver.
Well, Blanco, which means white, we got that. See?
Yeah.
Donde está la religion tequila?
And it is organic.
Yes, it is organic.
Organic, no GMOs.
This is why I really want to just record Joe going, no GMOs, whatever those are. I don't know what that is. Thanks.
I don't know.
You are a horrible person when it comes to live spots.
No, this looks like a really quality product.
It is a very quality product.
I'm really surprised that they want to have anything to do with us.
I understand. Shut up.
They don't
know.
Oh, okay. Let them send the tequila first.
They've been drinking some of their own product, and they don't know.
That's right. Yeah.
What's tequila number two there, Billy, that Joe doesn't
read? I'll screw this up. I was going to screw it up now.
Yeah.
Reposada.
Reposada!
They got some great recipes here, too.
It's actually reposado.
Reposado!
But if you say it fast, you can almost get away with it.
Hold on. I want to hear the description of reposado.
All right. To the eye, it's bright, clean, golden straw yellow with silver and gold sparkles. A powerful body.
Woo!
Ooh, he said that so sexy.
They should rename that to Uncle Eduardo, because I have a powerful body as well. Just saying. Go ahead.
All right. To the tongue, will not.
This is about me. To the tongue, go ahead.
No,
go
no,
on.
No. Anyo.
Okay.
I don't know. A with an N.
He
know
hablé muy bueno español, Danny.
No,
speaking of español,
no.
No.
Taco and
taco
burrito.
Del grande.
That's about as good as I go.
You should see some of the beautiful mixed drinks they have. The Guadalajara Sunrise, gorgeous.
How the fuck did you know how to say Guadalajara?
Oh, I could do that.
He can read that,
because it was
can't
a
read.
Sunset once.
Like it and the fucking throw him off. Guadalajara, he gets right.
You get one shot of the of Religion Tequila, 1 ounce of pineapple or orange juice, either one or that. A splash of orange liqueur.
Hey, by the
and
way,
a splash of grenadine.
Speaking of almost sponsors, Z-Man from FamousSmoke.com there, Billy, the cigar company. He's, by the way, listening to the said program.
Ah,
his daughter, by the way, works at SiriusXM as well.
Ooh.
So maybe ReligionTequila.com and then FamousSmoke.com. Maybe we're going to make a fucking lounge out of this place, Billy.
I would
there
like
you
that.
Go.
That's
that
what we're
going to
do. I would enjoy a nice tequila, a nice stogie. Boom. That's a good day for me. That's how I like to do this show.
You kick back and relax.
Hey, all right. Read
that's great the slogan proper here. Way.
Religiously social.
Ooh. Correct.
Is that the tagline?
That's the tagline.
Right, so wait. Religion tequila. Religiously social.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
Oh, yeah.
See, now that's,
yeah.
That would be a better way to kick back and celebrate an Eagles victory other than running through the streets and destroying things.
Wait, you mean the gentleman that ate shit
is not
repping the right way? The
somebody
victory?
Just told him.
Yeah.
It was ground up cheesesteaks that Gino's was giving away for free. They just threw it in a pile.
Yeah.
Was,
bent down and it. Just did
my
that.
God.
Danny, do me a solid. Go into the Facebook Live and please put up ReligionTequila.com if possible.
Yes, sir.
I would like the people that are in our Facebook Live suite to
right.
experience it.
Now,
yeah. Hold it up for Danny so he can read how to spell it.
No, you're good with good. Spanish, right?
Yeah, see, I can't see it because you're in the way here. Wait, hold on, I'll move this thing out of the way.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, let's see. Yeah. What we see?
The here? Name of it there, the Año.
Where am I reading, sir? Well,
right here,
knocking things over.
Año.
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 Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Año.
Año, please tell
to
me
the
about
eye.
That one.
Queen.
To the eye.
From now on, this will be the only tequila I drink. Not
damn
because
right.
it's free.
No, because it's pretty.
It's very pretty.
And it's very tasty.
And I drink a lot of tequila. I really
you
do.
Yeah.
I
have a lot.
It.
By the way, I have a lot of people. I know a personal friend of mine.
I think I'll make a bong out of the bottle.
A personal friend of mine at SiriusXM who is a highfalutin type that's in charge of sports-related programming, who is a very, very big tequila drinker.
Yeah.
He might have to get a bottle of Religion Tequila.
Don't give him
you
my
give it
bottle.
My resume,
no.
too?
We're getting a crate of it, Joe. Calm down. You'll get your freebie.
I want one of each.
By
there's
the way.
Three different kinds here.
I write
yes.
you. You'll get your freebie.
Because it's religiously social.
Take it. The man heard free. He went nuts.
Listen, Joe, this ain't like the porn convention, okay? This is for, like, everybody.
Yes.
You can't just take shit.
Just
okay?
walking around
talking
grabbing.
About. This is for me.
Please, by the way, the Año, we didn't read the
Año.
Año. Año.
Año.
Año.
I will learn this.
We're going to get it. You know what we do, Danny? Danny, book a Spanish person to come in and teach us how to pronounce the proper words.
Right.
Because I want to impress the Religion Tequila people. So please, we'll get some Spanish people.
Is that?
Who's Spanish?
Filipino Heat.
Filipino Heat is Filipino, you dumb fuck.
Isn't that Spanish?
No, he's Filipino from the Philippines. It's an island.
I thought it was the same place.
Oh, please stop talking. Billy, tell me about
I'm
the
frightened.
Thing.
Okay, to the eye. Clean, clear, golden yellow. With golden hues, full-bodied.
Mm. So that's the full-bodied.
And that's also, like all the other two, premium organic tequila. 100% Puro de Agave.
Agave!
Agave!
I love the agave. The agave is what makes it, that's how you make a great tequila.
40% alcohol by volume.
Is that a tribe, an Indian tribe?
No, the agave is a plant, Joe.
Oh, I thought it was like the...
Joe, do you understand why you're not going to do any of these ads? Do you understand that you just called agave an Indian tribe?
Well, I thought it was like the Fagawis, you know? Like,
no,
know.
The Fagawi is a fake fucking thing that you made up. It's not a real thing.
Well,
all I'm saying right now is religion
tequila. Easy, Agard. Take it easy, Agard.
I know. Religion...
Well, that's the Hakawis.
Religion tequila... is now my favorite tequila.
Yeah.
It is now, I would like to say, welcome aboard.
Yes, ma'am.
To the Ham Radio Show. We will go out of our way to make sure that you are part of the family.
Uh-huh.
You are a beautiful product. Yes. I cannot wait to try all three flavors.
I'm going
to
drink
we them. Will do, when we get them, we will have a tequila tasting
yes, we will.
On the show.
Absolutely.
When we do that, we will. It will be an epic thing.
That's right.
I will wear my beautiful, we're getting some swag. as well. So let's wear our tequila shirts, our religion tequila shirts.
I have a lot of friends that are luscious. They'd love to come down.
They would love to drink.
And they're experts because they drink it all the time.
They drink it all the time. And they want to have the creme de la creme. Sure. And when you want to have the creme de la creme, you have religion tequila.
Well, what's the hot tequila? The Patron?
Patron sucks.
Yes. Bad stuff, Patron.
Why would you? It's shit compared to this. This is organic.
I heard the
100% agave. Yeah. Beautiful. Muy bueno.
Yeah.
Joe, muy bueno.
That's right.
Patron. Disgraziad. Danny, I'm going to make it Italian. Disgraziad, so Danny can follow. I spit on Patron. Go, Danny. Go get me a Patron bottle so I can fucking break it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Religion tequila.
That's
the only
one.
Tequila that passes these lips.
That's right. It's pure.
Yeah, it's not like the many cocks that pass Joe's lips.
That's right.
One bottle. One bottle that will pass these gums and these lips. Religion tequila. Religiously social.
And somebody out there is going, I hope he chokes on it. As
damn right.
Hope it as but it if passes I choke, his lips, he
hey, if I
on
choke
it.
On the religion tequila, let me tell you right now. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
That's the way you die because they get great. It'll be all over the press.
Yeah.
Religion tequila, and it
sure
kills fat
that
radio show host.
And, tell Ham Radio sent you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just bury me in my T-shirt from Religion Tequila.
You walk into your favorite liquor store going, I want Religion Tequila.
Yes, and if they don't carry it, go into the liquor store and knock all the Patron off the shelf.
That's right.
And say, now you got room, motherfucker.
That's right. Get it out of there. Get that piss water out of here.
Yeah, we don't drink that shit no
more.
What
the hell is that?
Because that's going to
that's crap.
Christ.
And if you need be, take your dick out and piss all over the shit. Whatever you gotta do.
Urinary tract infection.
Yeah. And if you have to, take the shards of glass and just throw it at fucking children. I don't care what you do.
They don't care.
Just make sure that they know that religion tequila.
Somewhere out there,
is the tops.
Heard only that, and that's the only thing they heard.
Shut up, Billy. We're in the middle of the spot.
If you're a Catholic, make sure you drink religious
tequila. Very good. Whatever your deity that you pray to.
That's right.
You go, hey, Buddha.
Right.
Religion tequila. Let's make it snappy there, fatty.
We don't care if you're a Muslim. Anybody could drink it.
Muslim, you can have a
suicide
vest. You
gotta have a religion, though.
All filled of the tequila.
That's right.
You show up, and instead of blowing up, you shoot tequila in people's mouths.
And they'll be a lot happier. They'll like you.
Fuck 40 virgins. Get 40 drunk girls. Let's go.
Yes.
Muslims don't drink alcohol, though, right?
What are you talking about? The Muslims?
Right.
Don't drink alcohol?
No, I
wonder they're mad
they
all the time.
Yeah, they're sober. Yeah.
As far as
that's
I know.
No,
do we have to play the new game called Ask a Muslim?
No.
Ask a Muslim. But didn't you get the theme song? I rock the boat.
That's right.
I rock the boat because I got Religion Tequila. Go to religiontequila.com for further details on all three varieties of that luscious, beautiful beverage that you can get right there. You can buy it there or at your local liquor store. Go to religiontequila.com for further details. Oh, baby!
Yeah.
We signed a deal.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Yes! I only have, Danny, how many more minutes I have left in the program?
You have about a minute, sir.
Religion tequila, religion tequila, religion tequila, religion tequila, religion tequila, religion tequila, religion tequila.
Half 10 seconds of sex.
And some sex. And then religion tequila, religion tequila, religion tequila. Hey! Danny, by next week, can I have the you know that Pee Wee Herman song?
Tequila.
Tequila. The dun 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 hey! The dun 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 dun.
There's about 5 versions of that song.
Joe, you're not helping. Just sing along. Religion tequila. So we're just working things out. We're trying to come up with an ad campaign.
I used to do that song with my band. This is called Shavuos.
Shavuos?
Shavuos, yes. It's a Jewish holiday.
Shavuos. Shavuos.
A lot of guys at the band were Jewish.
Jewish people, that's a religion. Religion tequila.
Oh, they can do it.
Righty then.
Dear Rabbi.
How many religions are there in the world? Ask Alexis.
We should. Let's ask. Alexa. First off, Joe calls you Alexis.
Whatever.
Sorry, I don't know that.
She doesn't know that. That's not her name, fuckwad. Alexa, how many religions are there in this world?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
See, there's too many.
Start counting.
There's
lady.
Too many.
What is the, ask what the biggest religion is.
Alexa, what's the top religion in America?
This might answer your question.
Please.
According to the Association of Religion Data Archives, the largest religion in the United States is Christianity.
Oh.
Up to 70% of its population, 233 million people, followed Christianity or one of its denominations as of 2010. Did that answer your question?
Do they drink religious tequila?
No, they drink religion tequila.
Okay.
Because religious tequila is the wine.
Something else.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Good.
Could you repeat the question?
No, thank you. Joe's an idiot. It's the Ham Radio Show. Remember, free speech is never silenced. So always speak the fuck up. And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken, goddammit, make sure it had a nice, beautiful fucking tall glass of religion tequila. Damn right. Yum, yum, drink it down. And also, me and my friends, when we're drinking the religion tequila, I say AMF, my friends, and they say K. And I say, that means it's very simple. Adios, motherfucker!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on unfilteredradionetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.